Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh! All right, welcome back in this bad boy as we are live here in Tomball. I don't know who that lady is over there, but she just took down that wing, Jack. I'm telling you, if that's mom, you better be proud.
She took
that wing down. I got to order me some. Hannah, give me some wings right there. Man, and that wasn't a drumstick either. She took that thing apart. I'm proud of her, boy. That's what I'm talking about right there. Go ahead, man. Have a good time out here as we are in Tomball, as the big voice man said, live here. Buffalo Wild Wings, Thirsty Thursday, your chance to win multiple prizes. If you're in the building, put your ticket in our raffle box, and you can have a chance to win. Gift card to HEB coming up here in the next hour, so get your name in our raffle box for your chance to win. A lot going on. We just heard from the offensive coordinator, Nick Caley, as we get you ready for their big game, must-win game. As you heard Mario Edwards Jr., he said they believe every game is what must win. Well, okay, this one definitely is must win on Sunday for their playoff chances. But we heard from him. We'll react to some of the things he had to say there, Clint. But I'm looking at the text line, YouTube and Twitch. A lot of people reacted to it, Clint and Tyler. Nick Caley's in that situation right now where he's going to lose anytime he goes to the mic, isn't he? And for Texas fans, there is nothing that he can go up there and say that he is going to win in any way, or people aren't going to be probably annoyed by anything he says when he goes to the media right now, just because of the state of where the offense is.
Yeah, look, I mean, when the offense is this bad, there's nothing that the offensive coaches can say. It's all about what you do on Sunday that's going to get you out of this dark place. But you know, the reality of it is what it's not about what you can do to please anybody, but it is what you can do to breathe a little bit of hope and confidence into the media, the fan base, for whatever it's worth. I know it's not what they care about or what they're trying to do, but you know, I said it last year, and you look what happened. It gets run up out of town, and D'Amico looks silly from talking offensive football based on what they said last year when things were going south. And you're right back to it again this year of, you know, the techniques, mechanics. I mean, you like Tyler put a stat out there, and I saw this on social a couple of days ago, I think. They have had 10 runs from inside the 2-yard line, mm-hmm. and they are 0-for-10.
They've had 10 plays.
And, yeah. I mean, you can't go to the a post-game presser. You can't go to talk to the media with that being your truth and then say, well, we just got it. We're going to be physical, and we're going to displace people at the line of scrimmage, and we're going to move people into the end zone.
Or you get people like Bobby Pena here on YouTube saying, putting ourselves in better position to score. Man, y'all been on the goal line. What is a better place
look,
to be?
You got to quit saying those things. I don't care what else you do, but you got to quit talking about technique and mechanics. Nobody cares, man. You're 0 for 10. That's not about hand placement and footwork, right? You're 0 for 10, right? You just don't have the dudes to get up there and get it done. Somebody's giving away what you're doing up front before you ever snap the football. There's some kind of trigger. There's something going on. They ran that damn jet sweep twice last week, and they had five guys out there waiting on what I would say is a misdirection quick hitter. They had five guys out there waiting
that
on.
They rarely run.
Clearly, somebody is indicating, hey, man, this is not an inside run. This is an outside run. There's something in a stance. There's something in a formation. There's something in a – in a a tendency that's giving that kind of stuff away. So you just as the season goes along and as problems grow bigger and bigger and the sample size that everybody has, whether you're a media member or a fan, the sample size that everybody has to look at what's going on, people become educated. People they understand, like, man, come on, this ain't you mean to tell me if Jake Andrews had better feet, we'd have scored a touchdown. Like, it's not realistic. And so
I'll be honest, because I do want to get to some of your reactions because they're important to hear. And I see some people texting in. I'm just telling you where I am, and I feel like Tyler can relate to this because I've heard him get in a similar space to this. I have reached my point of him taking accountability every week. Just stop saying, man. Just do it. Like, I'm sorry. I know it's like you hear it the first 2 weeks. I got you, man. Like, hey, man. Like, at some point, man, stop telling me it's your fault. Hell, we know it's your fault. Stop telling us. Fix it. Like, I'm just about over his
look,
every Thursday taking accountability thing. I got it, man. We know it's you.
When he was pressed by Landry, I thought he finally said, we also have to put ourselves in positions to find different ways to score, which is what I've been waiting to hear for 8 weeks, right? I mean, you can't shop on the discount aisle for offensive linemen and then go in there and try to run the football like the Eagles and like the Lions do, and like you can't do it. And then you got a good sample size of not being able to do it, so now you've got to adjust. And so now it took him getting pressed by Landry in an uncomfortable situation, but – the fact that he said that is what I've been wanting to hear from him. Of look, it's not just about mechanics and technique. It's not just about being able to displace people at the line of scrimmage. Those are all football things, and being physical is nice. But if we're not going to be able to do it, if we're not going to be able to run the ball downhill between the tackles, then we're, as coaches, it's our job to find creative ways to get other guys' touches and attack defenses in other ways. And that's basically what I think. I think I heard him say,
"Now can he?" As they would say, execute that.
Yeah, look. I mean, here's the thing. Other thing is, you know, he was also pressed on, hey, if you can rotate left guards every series, why can't Jalen Noel? Why can't Noel be a bigger part of this offense?
11 snaps in the last game.
Yeah, and he didn't really have. Look, it's clear, guys. I mean, I'm going to continue to talk about it and hammer it home because I think it's just real analysis of what we see every week, right? But the reality of it is they have no interest in, quote-unquote, featuring their best players. They don't.
You think they have any interest?
They don't have any interest. They don't have any – it's not in their mind when they go to put a plan together. Their mind is not going, okay – what can we do with Woody Marks to get him the football? And I'm going to use this just because I think fans recently watched it. How can we use Woody Marks the way that Sean Payton used Harvey, their number two back? How can we do that? They don't look at football that way.
You don't even think they do this with Nico?
No. No, they don't. If they did it with Nico, you would see a more consistent approach of – the jet sweeps, the touch passes, the screens, the there would be triggers in the offense for CJ to take the snap and just throw it to Nico right now on a one step look at the quarterback. There would be those kind of things in the offense. They're not.
So if they don't look at it that way, then how do you think they're looking at How do you think they're looking at it? It just, hey man, it's more about spots and positions and not guys.
Yeah. we're going to run our offense.
That's interesting.
If we're going to max protect, it's going to be a two-man route. Whoever's there is there. We're not going to scheme things open to get Nico over the top. It's going to be, hey, we're going to do this high-low, and whoever has whatever route, just read it out and throw it. If it's a five-man protection or six-man protection, you have a three- or four-man route, and we're going to go through this progression. And if Woody Marks if you happen to get all the way to Woody Marks, and Woody Marks is going to have four or five catches that week. If you don't happen to get to Woody Marks, then Woody Marks is going to be he's not going to be a non-factor this week, right? And that is how this group is going to approach offensive
like
football.
That,
period.
As if everybody has the expectation of being able to do the same thing, the same way, right? Like everybody has. Like we're not going to try to get Nico singled out into this. Because we believe all of them should have the ability to do this.
Yeah, so look, they believe that the system is ultimately what's going to win. And if the quarterback just does his job and takes the football where the defense dictates he takes the football, then we'll sustain drives, we'll score points, and ultimately over an 18-week, 17-game season – you'll come out in the wash. You're gonna have enough wins to get in the playoffs, and you're gonna have a good football product. That is clearly. I mean, I'm just telling you what I watch. When D'Amico Ryans gets up there and says, "Yeah, we got Nico the ball," like throwing Nico a curl, and then the quarterback on the next play throwing him a fade or a back shoulder when he lands out of bounds, and there's a like that's not trying to get Nico the ball. That's the quarterback deciding I'm gonna throw the ball there.
Yeah, it's good.
Like that's not trying to get your best player the football. You're not moving a guy around and putting him in different places and using motions and constantly getting him moving one way or the other and using deception and misdirection and all these different ways to touch the ball. You're not doing that. And, yeah. And to be completely clear, that is not what everybody knows this New England offense to be when Brady was there and for 20 years. That is it's precisely what they did. They didn't try to feature any one person. They just did what the defense allowed them to do. And they did more with less. It's crazy to think how much that group –
I feel like they featured Gronk and Randy. Like, I feel like –
Well, Randy's a different deal. Randy, was Randy there? 1 year? 2 years? I mean, that's a different deal. Like, I mean, I don't think that Tom Brady went out there and said, hey, Randy – all these other guys are going to run shallow routes. You go anywhere on the field you want, and I'm going to throw you the deep ball. Yeah, I mean, there was a time, but the big picture is they did more with less. It's quite frankly unbelievable how much they won with guys, that are, I mean, they're not household names. Yeah, Randy was there for a while, but like Edelman and Gronk was great. Don't get me wrong. But like Edelman and all these guys that Troy Brown and all these guys, like, I mean, they're not household names. Well, you'd think guys that won multiple Super Bowls and was a part of two of the biggest dynasties ever, the household names, they weren't.
Yeah. I'm seeing a lot of what people are texting in about his explanation of the DNA of the offense, what the offense is and going about, as someone texted in, his DNA of the offense. They just keep wanting to pretend to be this physical offensive team, and they're doing more pretending than what they actually are. Because that was the first thing he talked about was the physical part of their DNA. And I think that goes into what you said right off the bat of, like, people are watching this every single week. Like, that can't be your DNA. Like, well, that's not what you have.
Well, I feel like based on what I've watched and kind of what I understand about their offense and where he comes from, I feel like I can answer that question better. I mean, you're leaning into, like, they should be leaning heavily into being efficient, minimizing risk, you know, playing smart, you know, being able to attack at all levels. You know, that's more so what, and I'm not saying that's the physical downhill run stuff, but that's more of, I think, what they want to do. You know, and what they try to do offensively is more of, we're going to be smarter and more cerebral and more efficient than anybody in the game, and we're going to get bored with it. You know what I mean? We're not going to get bored with it. We're just going that, – that's going to be our style, and we're going to – the death by a thousand cut stuff instead of this downhill physical run team. It's just not – yeah. I mean, and at this point, 9 weeks in, it's definitely you know that's not who you are. So
– anything else jump out to you that he what he had to say? You know it's a tough spot. When CJ goes out, Davis Mills is in, and the first Davis question is – probably 6-7 questions deep in this thing, and
yeah.
Many people think that's probably the most important thing. But anything else jump out to you?
I think they're hitting the nail on the head with Davis, in a sense of just being a smart backup that's a pro's pro, and hopefully that pays off. And that's one reason I think that Davis is actually gonna fit this offense really, really well, and the transition should be smooth. Now we'll see what they do at obviously with the backup tight end out and the right tackle out, and your lead running back has got a bad foot, and we'll see what they do around him. But you know, I love what they're saying about Davis Mills. I love that he acknowledges like you can't exchange field goals for trade field goals for touchdowns. As I mentioned earlier, I love the fact that he finally mentioned like, hey man, I got to find different ways to try to score instead of. And I'm paraphrasing, but instead of running it flat downhill. So there was some good in there, yeah. Absolutely, some good in there.
I hope we see that. All right, he did speak a little bit about Davis Mills. Let's look at him because he's going to be a big, major part into the success or lack thereof the Texans have in this game coming up on Sunday. Davis Mills, as we are live, we continue live here. Buffalo Wild Wings, Tom Ball, come hang out with us a little thirsty Thursday right here.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Live on the Drive.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings off FM 2920 in Tomball, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I think continue spreading the ball around. I think I did a good job, but I think kind of going in there, not having repped all the looks during the week. Obviously, I'm mentally prepared, but sometimes physically, like, everything's a little sped up. So kind of just keep myself calm in there, go through my reads, continue spreading the ball around, and use my feet when I can to make some plays.
All right, that's Davis Mills, who will be the starter on Sunday against the Jags. It's an all-important game. Got to have, hopefully. Maybe they should start playing that. If he makes big plays in the stadium, they should just start blasting that. Here comes the general. That would really.
All right, give me your best Vandermeer Davis Mills touchdown pass play-by-play call.
Okay, all right.
Moving left to right.
He always comes in real deep.
It's good start. It's good.
Moving left to right. Shotgun snap. Mills in the pocket, rolls over, and he's got Nico Collins in the end zone. Rock and roll touchdown, Texans.
That was pretty good. That was solid on call like that. That was good. That was well done. I hope you're right.
Collins.
I hope you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, meow.
Yeah, we'll see. But, no, man, listen, I think many people can say, yeah, duh to this, but I know you have experience with this. Because a couple of things to me from Davis Mills, because they're going to need him to at least play winning football, give him a chance to win the game, Clint. But how big of a deal? I think people understand, obviously, it's a better situation. But for you and your experience and what Davis Mills is going through and how different it will be, how big a deal is it that Davis is going to and has gotten a full week's of practice, knowing he's the one, knowing he's the starter, getting all of the one reps compared to just being thrown in at the start of early in the second quarter and running through and not getting all those reps in practice? Obviously, it's a big deal, but how big a deal is it? And, Clint, in your opinion, should that lead to an expectation that we see a better performance from him than we saw last week?
Yeah, look, I think it's a huge deal. I mean, you're talking about some of the shot plays that you know, the throw over the middle to Christian Kirk. I don't know if he's ever thrown a bang over the middle to Christian Kirk. I don't know if he's ever thrown that bootleg, set your feet, and throw it deep down the left sideline to Nico Collins. I don't know if he's ever done that. We didn't see many deep balls in training camp at all. We didn't see him going with the ones at all, hardly. Except for when I guess OTAs, when CJ's shoulder was messed up. I mean, I don't know that he'd ever thrown made those throws. So, you know, just that. I mean, the simple fact, there's two things that come into play here when the last time we saw Davis Mills on Sunday, right, is you're talking about one of the best defenses, if not the best defense, not named the Houston Texans in football that he was going against. And we now know that it was worse than I ever thought. Like, he was getting half of the scout team reps.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of sense does that make?
Yeah.
What kind of sense does it make? I mean, unless Davis just said, hey, I don't need these, let this other kid get some of them. Like, I mean.
That didn't sound like Davis.
Well, my experience with scout team stuff was, I mean, Randall Cunningham was backing up Troy Aikman, and Randall was like, hey, Clint, I'll let you know when you can get one. Right?
Yeah.
Now Graham Mertz is getting half of them. So it just. You know, that to think that was the reps he was getting physically, and then he got thrust into action against one of, if not the best defense in football, not named the Houston Texans, that's borderline impossible. And then you look at the film, and he played pretty damn good. And so, you know, I think it makes
especially early.
To your point, it makes a huge difference, him getting the reps just in general. It makes a huge difference that's not the Denver Broncos defense across the ball from him. It makes a huge difference that this defense has given up 250, one of the worst pass defenses in the NFL. I think bottom six, bottom seven, something like that in the NFL. And so, yeah, I mean, they got 10 sacks total. There shouldn't be a lot of chaos around him. I mean, at least going into it, it may happen, but going into it, he should be good and comfortable and feel really good about the guys that are in front of him, even though your right tackle is going to be gone. They're going to do something there. He should feel really good about the plan going in and his ability to win. And so, yeah, I think it's big, to answer your question, getting the reps, and it's big that it's a lesser defense.
Yeah, like I said, anybody can see how, like, obviously you look at it, yeah, he's going to be far more prepared than he's got. But I think that's the big thing is, but how much is that, do you expect that should change his performance,
well,
right?
I'll tell you.
Because I could go out there and get a full 2 months of preparation to go out there and play running back, but it don't mean nothing
once I
get out there.
when you're the backup quarterback, right, you can't go to Christian Kirk, who's coming off of hamstring issues, and go, hey, man, I might get in the game on Sunday. You think you can run that bang eight a couple times over the middle for me after practice? I need it full speed, by the way, and break at the angle you're going to break so that I can get the look that I need. Hey, Nico, I know you're coming off a concussion, but you think you can run that out and up or whatever the hell it was that you ran on this shot play for me?
Yeah.
By the way, I need you to run about two or three times so I can get a good, real good feel.
Gauge of it, yeah.
You know, now he can do that, right? I mean, now those guys will be coming to him and going, hey, man, what do you need, right? I mean, Rocket Ishmael and Joey Galloway were my guys when I was playing. They were my buddies. We had a good time together. They would have laughed at me if I'd ever said, hey, man, you know, random week. Hey, man, you think I can get some extra running out of you after practice? But when I was named a starter, all of a sudden Rocket comes in and is like, hey, man, you need anything from me today? I'll run eights. I'll run nines. I'll run digs. I'll run whatever you want, man. How many you need?
Yeah.
And after practice, I'm out there throwing 10, 15, 20 extra balls. Like, that is huge when it comes to the four or five shot plays that ultimately you got to hit one of. Right, you hopefully you can hit one of them and help the team win a game. So, yeah, it's important, man. It's important in a big way.
This may be a tougher question. It's 713-572-4-16. If you got an opinion on this, you can jump in on this YouTube and Twitch as well. With Davis Mills in this, C.J. Stroud is clearly the better quarterback and the best quarterback on this team. Is there any – because sometimes there are – rather it be small, is there anything that is an advantage for the Texans having Davis in as opposed to CJ?
No.
You don't think so?
No. There's not. And I don't say that disrespectfully. I think, again, with the problems around the quarterback, I think there's going to be a very similar quarterback – there's going to be a very similar quarterback product out there.
Yeah. The only thing that I would say, Clint, that the Texans may have a small advantage with Davis in there is I think, which will hurt them also potentially, but I think Davis is less likely to turn the ball over trying to get aggressive and make a play or trying to fit a ball in. I think the potential of turnovers from Davis throwing the ball, I think they may be lower than CJ. And
yeah,
in this game, particular, especially against that team, like that's how they get helped.
Yeah.
That's what helps them. Like, if you think about, especially the pick he threw that he tried to, in the first game in Jacksonville, he tried to get into Christian Kirk. That pick on the sideline where it just, like, he should have never thrown it. Davis Mills would never even throw that. He would never even think to try to do that. That is the only route and way where I'd say, all right, maybe he's less likely to throw a pick trying to get something in, or his confidence of saying, oh, I can get this throw in. I think the turnover part may be the only thing that they could have as an advantage this week with him in over CJ.
Yeah, you know, there's also a, you know, and this is more of just being the backup and being clear-headed. There's also possibly a little bit more of hey, can look, I played a lot of football under a lot of chaos. You know, we really struggled with this. Can we toss in this quick motion, you know, by the running back that you see people do now? Can we toss that in so it's a little – I feel really good about getting the indicator of where the pressure is going to come from. You know, there's a – the veteran side of Davis Mills that's been in all these different systems that may be more likely to say, hey, man, why don't – suggest something versus a guy in CJ that's just been told, do your job. Do what you're supposed to do for the last 4 months, you know. So there's that could bear some fruit. We'll see.
All right, coming up as we continue live here, Buffalo Wild Wings. We're here in Tomball. Come on out here. We'll be here till 6 o'clock on a Thursday. The Rockets, man, five straight. They beat just never even felt like they should have been on the same court. They beat down the Grizzlies last night, and Amen Thompson had himself a night. I'm watching that game, Clint. It. I don't think you think of it, but the comp that I think I was starting to find offensively for Amen Thompson.
Uh-oh.
They look a lot alike offensively. We'll discuss the Rockets coming up next.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org. Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Houston fans, I am so happy.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings off FM 2920 in Tomball, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in to The Drive as The Drive is on the road live on a Thirsty Thursday. Shout out to everybody who stopped in and will stop by. I see my man over there. I heard him, man. He walked in. He said, hold on, show. I heard him. He over there just
hold on, show.
Drilling them nachos. Go ahead, man. They got great food, great drinks in here. And you can win prizes. Coming up in the 4 o'clock hour is when we will start hooking folks up. I see the Bud Light girls walking through. I see you. There you go.
Hey, ladies.
That was my best in weeks of handling that. Grab a ticket. And put your name in our raffle box. You got a chance to win. There you go, boss. You got a chance to win a HEB gift card and a mini projector that's coming up in the 5 o'clock hour that you have a chance to win. All you got to do is grab a ticket. Shay's right there from our promo staff to help you out to get you a chance to win either that gift card or that projector. That's coming up here a little bit later on. All right. Clint, I do want to get to the Rockets real quick, but I saw some people texting in about this, and I didn't want to pass this. We don't have to go in too much depth in it, but I know there is a rivalry for this city and Dallas and the Texans and the Cowboys, but a lot of the thoughts from the NFL family are up 45 in Dallas with what they're dealing with. Just a tragic situation. I saw it early this morning that they're a draft pick, second year in the league, Marshawn Nealon, passed away this morning in a situation that is, especially the way he passed, Clint, you can look that up yourself, especially the way he passed, you just imagine that this is going to be a difficult situation going on in that Dallas Cowboy family. Always heard positive things from coaches. I heard Greg Ellis speak positively of him and the Cowboys as well. Everybody been around him. Going back to Western Michigan, just a really, really unbelievably sad situation. And I think I would share with most our thoughts, or with everyone, our thoughts are up there with that Dallas Cowboy family, because that is that's going to be a difficult thing for guys to deal with.
Yeah. Look, thoughts and prayers up for the Nealon family dealing with it, the Cowboy family dealing with it, and it's unfortunate, man. You never know what somebody's dealing with in their world, you got to feel for them, no doubt.
Yeah, it's a tough situation, they're on a bye week. So probably don't hear from players and things like that, which is, I'm sure, for them a thing that they would welcome at this point. But just a difficult situation. The NFL family's thoughts are with the Cowboys and that terrible situation. As we continue to move on through here at here at Buffalo Wild Wings here in Tomball, TV's everywhere. Get on out here. Have a good time.
Where?
Plenty. What did I say?
Where?
I said Tomball.
Tomball?
Tomball.
Tomball.
Tomball. Get on out here and enjoy yourself at Tomball.
That was good.
In Tomball.
Hell, I thought Tyler said that.
Yeah, man,
changed your voice and everything. That was good.
Let me get in here and just, let me get a little comfortable and just say it. Hey, a little Tomball. Let me run it together. Damn it. No, I ain't the first one to have done it. But Clint, last
first
night.
First I've ever heard.
Last night, Clint, we saw the Rockets get their fifth straight win. And, the position that you're looking at every single night with the Rockets, seeing how they build towards either the trade deadline, and if they are forced to have to do something at that position, or how they grow and build to get towards the end of the season when the games matter the most. And last night, Amen Thompson and Reed Sheppard at that point guard spot combined for 40 points, 11 rebounds, 8 assists on 2 turnovers. Both of them in double figures, and they continue to grow and look good. That is the position everybody's watching.
They
had a game, Clint, where even though he was able to get enough assists for Tyler to make some money, Kevin Durant goes out and gets 11 points, and they just still beat the hell out of a team in Memphis on the road. Impressive, impressive performance last night from them all the way around. Another one of those nights where Shingun chips in, and Amen Thompson, who was the best player on the floor, chips in, and Durant, everybody, they had another one of those impressive nights.
All I did was check the box score and make sure old Tyler Milner and them T Mills best bets came through for me, bud. I did. You gonna tell me a little bit about Amen Thompson and who he reminds you of, and what did he show last night?
Yeah, Amen Thompson, best player on the floor last night, 28, 10, and 7 last night. When I watched their game, I know these two have completely different builds. And 713-572-4610, I'm certain you will have no problem telling me if I'm crazy. Maybe many of you may have some problem telling me that you agree. But when I watched their game, and I'm sitting there just watching it last night, when I watched their game, he does a lot of the things that Zion does. Like, but they're completely different
Zion
size.
Williamson?
Zion Williamson, his game, right? Like, neither one of them are great shooters, but just the way that they get the ball to their spots in the paint, and they can drive it to the paint, finish around the rim, athletic as hell when they arrive there. They're doing a lot of their work in the paint. And it was just like, he's thinner. One looks like an edge rusher, and the other looks like a corner. But they're doing the same thing. They're doing that. Now, defensively, it's another world with Amen Thompson. But offensively, their game looks like they're doing the same thing. Like they play and do the same things on the floor inside. And Amen Thompson is weird to guard because most teams and defenders just think that a player that is, you know, trying to space is spacing to the 3-point line. And he's cutting to the lane, and we saw repeatedly him get, you know, passes where he cuts to the lane at the basket, and he's there either to dunk it or lay it in. But it looks, his game offensively looks a lot like Zion.
Like raw, aggressive, athletic.
Yeah.
Finish with power. Yeah, I mean, I could see stylistically you could draw it.
It's weird. They look different in size.
Well, yeah, I mean, there ain't too many Zions walking around here doing that.
But it's just like he gets the ball and he gets it in his spots, and he is and when he drives it, it's a lot of power and athleticism with Zion, but his is crazy leaping ability, and he's got some power too with his size, and he gets to where he wants to get to all the time. And I'm just watching it last night. I'm like, damn. When I watch the Pelicans, he Zion does a lot of those same things out there. Text line coming in. I've wanted to say you were crazy at first, but you're not after I think about it. They do a lot of the similar things. They do. Like, both of them, you want to back off and make them shoot. Although Amen did make a three last night, give it to him. Hopefully, let's not get excited and keep shooting those things. But yeah, man, I love where his game is going. He is getting so much confidence right now. And again, like every night, this is the high point. But every night, Clint, he is between 17 and 20 points, between 7 to 10 rebounds, between 7 to 10 assists. Every single night, it is becoming a thing for him, and it is fun to watch Amen Thompson grow right now. They won five straight. They got the Spurs coming in. Spurs, they've lost two in a row. Just lost to the Lakers last night. We'll see if they can make this thing to six with one of the hottest teams earlier on in the season.
Well, you mentioned Reed Sheppard a little earlier. I mean, obviously, you were impressed with him. What'd you see?
Yeah, I mean, he's just got to get time and get consistent, but he is, again, not bashful. I believe he had 12 last night. Yeah, he had 12 last night and gave them good minutes. When you combine those two and what he can do, and also understanding they're growing into these roles, like this isn't just a, hey, all right, this is the finished product. They're learning and growing into this role. Yeah, I like what I'm seeing right now. If the way they're playing, I don't think that they're going to have to go make a move to get a point guard to replace things. The way they're playing, they look good. I really enjoy what I watched last night. See if they can keep it up. Shingun, again, got you paid, got you and Tyler paid. I think 16 rebounds last night. That was easy. They were just playing with those guys. All right, what you got coming up in the fourth?
All right, Texans offensive coordinator Nick Caley, he finally said it, y'all. Took a little push, but he's finally said what I've been waiting months for. And I got a little thoughts cross my mind about wife's birthday and Christmas kind of combining the two, and I got to know if it's a good idea or not. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 610.